So do you remember when you first encountered this bus stop?
Yes, it was actually over the summer. I was biking down to Georgetown on this stretch of East Marginal Way, and I saw this bus stop sign on the side of the road right next to a freight track bed and in some bush, and I thought, wow, that is a really awful bus stop.
Well, I'm Gabriel Spitzer. This is Sound Effect here on 88.5. I'm here with Alex Liu. So yeah, I had to go down a couple hundred yards to cross the street at a crosswalk, and then the sidewalk just ends, and from there on you're walking through brush, or you're walking on the tracks, I guess. That's probably the easiest way to do it, is just walk on the railroad tracks.
Yes, that's definitely the case.
So how can we get across how narrow this little strip of safe space is in between the busy street and the railroad tracks?
It's probably about 10 feet, and it's standing in bushes, actually. So
let's dramatize this here. Come here, let's stand at the curb, or where the curb would be if there were a curb. All right, we're gonna walk from here to the railroad tracks in order to get across how short this distance is. All right, shall we walk to the railroad tracks?
Let's walk.
Okay, so we're on our way, and now we're here.
And now I'm standing on the rail.
So tell me what you did about this. You didn't keep quiet, did you?
Well, so I decided to put it into a yearly competition, that Streets blog. It's a transportation blog that I follow. They have an annual competition on finding this, what they call the storiest bus stop in America. I'm actually a transportation planner by training, and so I've been aware of this, actually. But I wanted to show that even in a city like Seattle, you do have bus stops that are really hard to access, that are unpleasant to wait at, and are just not great spaces to be in. And actually, there were quite a lot of bus stops in that competition that were pretty awful.
What were some of the ones that this bus stop beat out?
When it came down to the finals, that was the big shocker. I actually thought that the one which was in the suburb of Pittsburgh was going to win, partially because it had a very similar environment right next to a freight railroad, but there was an incline from the bus stop to the freight railroad. So if you stepped a little bit too far, you might fall down a little bit of a hill into the freight rail tracks. But so I was a little bit surprised that Seattle was the one that came to the forefront.
Are you often appraising the pedestrian facilities, like in places that you go? I mean, are you noticing the infrastructure, and do you have those kind of goggles on?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's actually somewhat of a problem because whenever I'm walking through any street and I'll be with friends, I'll always point out something like, you know, those traffic lanes, if they were just a few feet narrower, people would be driving less fast on the street. So there's a lot of things that I'm always thinking about when I'm walking or biking or taking transit through a city. It's sort of tough, actually, because it's always like my mind's on overdrive thinking about transportation. So that's why I do what I do.
Well, Alex Liu is a transportation planner who lives in Seattle, and he nominated this bus stop that we're standing at as the sorriest bus stop in America, a status that I can verify for myself. I'm Gabriel Spitzer. Stick around. We have lots more stories of in traffic coming up on Sound Effect from 88.5, so don't go away.